I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Today we get an update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. Here's more about tailbone pain and how to handle it with Anna Howes, physical therapist at the Active Physical Therapy Marquette location.
So your tailbone is at the very base of your spine. It's composed of 3 to 5 fused segments. It actually curves a little bit, and you might have heard the word coccyx referred to for the tailbone. And that is referring to the beak of a cuckoo bird because it similarly curves in its appearance.
That's kind of the origin then of the word. Okay, so it does. And this is at the end of the spine. If you've ever had anything happen with it, and probably quite a few of us at some point have had something happen, you know what it is and you know you're aware of it. But how can tailbone pain happen?
Yeah, it's actually very, very common. I would say it's a common injury that occurs with falling, whether you fall on stairs, fall on your bum, on icy surfaces. Even sitting for a long time on a hard or narrow surface can cause a tailbone injury, as well as just natural changes that can occur from arthritis or during childbirth.
And if you ever have hit it or injured it or have something happen, and even with the sitting for a long time, there's a pain there that really can get bothersome, to say the least. What can be done to manage this tailbone pain?
Yeah, so a couple of simple things that someone can do is just to sit upright with your feet flat on the floor and avoid putting too much pressure on your tailbone itself. You can lean forward a little bit, and that can help to alleviate some of that pressure on the tailbone.
Now, that's one pretty simple thing, but a lot of us maybe are in jobs that we have to sit all the time and that sort of thing, and this can create an issue too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. And so as much as we'd like to avoid prolonged sitting, you want to make sure that you're taking breaks and you're walking around. They even sell specialized cushions named Tush Cush is one of those, and that has a little tailbone cutout in it that helps to redistribute the pressure away from your tailbone if you do have to spend longer times in a seated position.
We're talking with Anna Howes here this morning, who is physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy in Marquette, about tailbone pain and some tips for it. What about maybe some moves, some stretches, things like that that might help?
Yeah. You can do a lot of different kind of glute stretching or stretching of your piriformis. You may have heard that muscle before. And also just general stretching for your pelvic floor itself. You can do a deep squat or a child's pose. And all these different stretches help to release the muscles that may be related to some of that tailbone pain.
You mentioned a piriformis stretch. I haven't heard of that. What is that?
Well, a common piriformis stretch would be if you have one leg in a figure four-like position.
Okay.
And you push your knee away from yourself. You can feel a stretch kind of deep within your hip.
Yes.
That's a classic piriformis stretch.
So when does physical therapy come into play with this?
There's a lot of things that PT can do. And I think one of the most beneficial things is that it can help to mobilize the joint and help to decrease some of the overall tissue tension, while also providing specific exercises that will help to strengthen and stabilize the joint to reduce pain.
Well, when somebody has maybe some questions, maybe we want to find out more about what you guys will do at Active as a possibility. Maybe there's questions, a consultation or something, or working with their healthcare provider. How can they find out more about what you guys do?
Yeah, you can call us at the office or find us on our website.
That's Anna Howes, physical therapist at the Active Physical Therapy location in Marquette. Find out more at stayactiveup.com. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.